This morning, I had a tidbit all ready to go, and it was great, if I do say so myself. It was all about how you know the will of God, you know, because Paul clearly was following the will of God. It was great. I got up this morning, and the Holy Spirit said, "You're not doing that one." And I went, "Okay, what are we doing?" So this comes out. You know how we've always said you have to walk the podcast before you give it? Well, you also have to walk your tidbit. And I had gotten into a lively exchange with someone this past week, and I am not proud of how I behaved. I did not behave well. I know, shocking. Someone's gasped over here. Thank you for that encouragement. Anyway, so the Spirit said, that's what you're going to talk about. And I went, okay. So the tidbit comes out of my own conviction, and it's about tough love. Okay, and I will just tell you that I'm going to quit teaching today and I'm going to start meddling in your lives because the Holy Spirit meddled in mine, so I get to share the love with you, right? Okay, it comes out of what struck me so forcefully out of these verses, and that was Paul. Paul loved everyone. Not just the people who believed in Jesus, not just the people who were excited about him and grateful for his leadership. Paul loved his enemies, the people who were trying to kill him, the people who stoned him, the people who caused him to be thrown into prison. Paul loved those people. Now, think about how remarkable that is. I want each of us to think about a person. I will think about my person last week. Think about a person with whom you disagree. If not violently, then vociferously, okay? That the two of you are on opposite ends of a spectrum about something. You feel that this is personal. You have a deeply held belief, very strong, because you know you are right and the other person is wrong. Now, well, maybe one or two of you can't identify with that, but at least this side of the room can, because I heard them ripple, okay? Now, think about that person and think about how you feel about them, really, how you feel about them. Be honest with yourself. How you relate to them, okay? The way we would, most of us maybe, but many of us for sure, would react when we are attacked is we have no record of Paul reacting that way. None. Okay? Did he back down from the truth of the gospel? No, never. Never. Not even in the face of stonings and imprisonments and all those other things that we talk about. He never backed down from the gospel, but he never uttered a word of criticism to or about those people that were his enemies. We have no record of that. So think about that in terms of the person with whom you disagree, okay? How did Paul consistently display love and patience with these people? Well, obviously the power of the Holy Spirit, right? But it was because of his bedrock belief in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that he and we are saved by faith in Christ. He was saved, he was transformed by the love of God, and that was such an astounding fact for him that he never got over it. And he wanted everybody else to have the same thing. Regardless of how they were behaving toward him, he saw each person as an individual before God. They weren't enemies. They were just people who needed Jesus, okay? And he was determined to do the best he could do to give them that and to bring them into the family of God. That was the most important consideration for him, and it drove his words and his actions, okay? So now that we all can't live up to Paul, the point is he didn't preach the good news just with his words. He lived it with his life, right? His actions preached the gospel. And that's the convicting thing for me. when he wrote to the Colossians, bear with one another and forgive one another, the Colossians knew he had lived that. When he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you. When the Thessalonians got that in a letter from Paul, they knew he had lived those words. In other words, he had street cred because of his life, the way he lived his life. And that was the lesson that was brought home to me, that our words as Christians are important. They are important, but they don't mean anything unless our lives live up to them. It is our lives that have impact and that make the gospel real to other people, because how we live out the good news of Jesus Christ shrieks what we really believe, okay? So go back and think about the one with whom you disagree. Do you love them? Or do you ignore and avoid them? Do you gossip behind their back? Do you call them names? Do you dismiss them as fill in the blank, whatever that is? Okay. Now, too often, this lesson brought home to me, we leap to conclusions that aren't correct because we make assumptions that aren't correct, okay? We make assumptions about a person's character, about their motivations. Maybe we slander them in the process, but clearly that person is wrong in some way, right? We are content to judge without knowledge because it's easier. It is so easy to judge without knowledge. But I read a great quote, and it's a good indicator of where your heart is. And it says, judgment shrivels compassion. So if I find myself not having compassion for a person, not being able to empathize with them, thinking negative things about them, it's because I've judged them. So it's always a good indicator for me to go back to square one and go, wait a minute, this is a child of God. I need to start over again, okay? Try to understand like Paul and seek common ground. He was always seeking common ground with the Jews, with the Greeks in Athens. We saw that. We've seen that over and over and over again. Paul finds the one thing that they can agree on, and he starts there. He leaves the judgment to God. And we need to do that because judgment is really above our pay grade. We don't know, so we can't judge. So this is the horrifying thought. The life we live and the words we say, as well as the attitudes we express, reveal our faith. Right? The life we live is the book people are reading. Lynn had this morning as a lectio a quote from Paul, like, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And my first thought was, I don't want anybody imitating me. However, that's how the gospel spreads. It's when we, in our lives, live life the way Christ did. So, with all of that heaviness, let's pray. Lord, you have extended such grace to us in Jesus Christ, not just salvation and eternal life, but the Holy Spirit and the ability to be transformed, to be more like your Son. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Father, let us be like Paul in that we never forget what you have done for us and that we can live our lives in a way that is witness to your power and your love and your grace and your mercy. We have received those things abundantly. Let us give those things to others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.